You're listening to the Business Bite Podcast with Grace Rizza.
Today I'm talking about why online advice is terrible and why you shouldn't take it. Now, I know this sounds a bit counterproductive considering I am in the process of giving you some advice, but it's a good point, and I promise you it's something worth hearing. So people will message me and they'll say, Grace, I heard you speak at this event, and I remember you said that 20% of your posts should have a call to action, or not a call to action, but be about your services or be selling, and the other 80% should be this and that. And they, you know, take these things that I'm saying or that someone else has said as like gospel, right? Like it's something that you should live by. And, you know, a lot of times when I go to, when I'm speaking at seminars and things, you know, people are writing down all the answers and they've got their cell phones out and they're taking pictures of different slides and things. But here's the truth, right? I mean, here's the real answer to all of the questions that people ask me when it comes to their business, their marketing. It depends. It's always my answer. It depends. And then I usually say, what are your goals? And you have to consider that when you're creating a marketing plan. It's not the kind of thing where one approach is going to fit everyone. You have to first start with, who are we? Who are we looking to connect with? And how do we want them to feel when we do connect with them? And that's going to play a role in what you do, how you do it. It's just, there's no one size fits all exact solution for everyone. So when you're online and you're in these different groups on Facebook and people are giving advice left and right, keep in mind that's from their perspective. And, you know, you're the boss. You're the boss in your business. And it's up to you to say, this is what I want to accomplish, and this is how I'm going to get there, and this is what I'm going to try, or this is what I'm going to test. And half the time, people think that they can only do what's being done or what's being provided to them or what's being advised to them. You can be creative, and creativity is I think one of the highest gifts that we have as humans is the ability to create. And if we're not sitting there thinking, what could be, what could I do, then we're really not using our full potential as humans. And there's something just so rewarding about being creative and about putting your own ideas into action that you just can't get from just blindly following the advice that people are putting out. So, you know, it's great to be a part of groups. It's great to see what other people are doing. It's great to see what's working for them. But at the end of the day, it's your business, and you have to take full responsibility for how you're going to get to the next stage or the next step or reach the next level. So, you know, again, know that everyone's advice is coming from their own place of reference. And there's really, I mean, unless it's just blatantly bad advice, there's not good or bad advice. It just has to do with how does that information fit your current goals and your current plan. Now, if you don't have a plan, if you don't have goals, and you're just kind of, your day is just dominating your life, meaning every day you just go in and you do what you have to do to stay on top of things, it's time to change that. It's time to take control and create what you want for your business and for your life. I hope this message was helpful, and I hope it gets you thinking differently about advice in general and what you take and what you leave on the table. So you guys have a great day. I'm only a message away. Talk to you soon. Bye.